The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough, because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering,
awesome.
We're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping
we
on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants to smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front line. The movement continues.
The manna continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Taco Tuesday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this April 29th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'ma need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now look, I gotta address something, Truth Nation. I gotta address something because it's happening and I want y'all to hear it while it's happening. I don't want y'all to hear it down the line and have to react to something. So these past two weeks, I've received more death threats than this is probably, they breaking the record right now. They breaking the record. And I think it's coming from the liberal side, the liberals. And what I'm saying is they threatening me like they going to do something to Tory Lowe. This is what's happening. I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears today. I'm going to tell y'all this. And you know why I'm letting y'all know? Because I'm always going to talk about things that happen in real time. We bring families of tragedy on the show. We try to get ahead of the curve. We bring missing people on the show. We deal with the situations, the tough situations. And I'm going to tell you this. I got threatened by somebody yesterday, and I was like, okay, this is like the sixth threat that I got in the last probably 2 weeks total. You know what I mean? So they mad because I'm saying whatever I feel like. I'ma do the work. See, the half of the folks that's mad, they not gonna help you. They gonna help themselves. They're gonna help something that thinks they're gonna help them. And they try to mix it in with black people. I help everybody. I help they race more than they help they race. It ain't no race I ain't help. It's documented. It ain't no person, no type of person I ain't help. LGBTQ, it don't matter what they believe in, Christian. I help everybody because that's who I am. This is before I got on the radio and while I'm on the radio. I don't care what you believe. I don't care who you voted for. We out here showing that we can do it. We about that action. And when folks say they're going to do something to Tory Lowe, trust me. You ain't finna do nothing to Tory Lowe. Trust me. You not going to do nothing to me. And ain't nobody worried about it. I was just outside just the other day looking for a missing person in the street. I ain't going to see you outside. Matter of fact, I could go 20 years. And I'll never see y'all. Half of the folks that's talking, I'll go 20 years helping folks and I'll never see them. I went 15 years and didn't see them. I could go another 20 years and I'll never see you where I'm at because I'm on the block. You ain't gonna never be on the block. They mad because somebody on the block is on top. I'm on top. We done rose. We done came from cleaning up to the top, started from nothing. And so if that make you feel bad, keep watching. And you ain't gonna do nothing. And the sad part about it is it's the political liberal folks. That's who it is. I already know who they is. See, I understand why you mad. It's not because I voted for Donald Trump. America voted for Donald Trump. It's not because you don't like what I'm saying. You just hate the fact that I'm able to get out here and bring results, and I make you look resultless. See, my movement ain't about just talking on the radio. We get outside. What they say, catch me outside. And ain't nobody going to do nothing. Y'all think it's just me. I got a nation behind me. I got a nation of people behind me. Y'all not going to do nothing. You can, if the lies don't work, if the hate don't work, they start telling lies. And I don't care. That's not where I live. I live on the block. I live on a result base per case. Per case, per situation, can we get something done? That's my whole movement. My whole movement is about helping families. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, it don't matter. Native American, it doesn't matter. See, when I get the call, it's me. I don't call nobody, and I work and I organize families, and we get it done. When I came on this show, I called the Democrats Demorats 4 years ago. I called the Democrats Demorats because they wasn't doing nothing for the community. And they couldn't control my energy, so it don't matter what I do. They didn't help me. I didn't get not one penny from this community. Not one penny. And I got all the results. I got on the radio. I won all the awards upstate in Madison. I'm winning. First place. We got to go up there this Saturday. We got to go to the WBAs this Saturday. And guess what they got me up for? I don't know. DJ Brother Z, what the categories we up for, DJ Brother Z? Four of them.
I'd have to look.
Look, I'm just telling y'all the truth. We result based on this side. This ain't no buddy-buddy. I'm winning awards for radio, and they never thought that could happen from the streets. The streets is in the building, and we running things. And we not falling for none of that hocus pocus, that okey-doke, or none of that. We talking to everybody. If I want to talk to Donald Trump, I'm going to talk to Donald Trump. If I wanted to talk to Joe Biden, I'm going to go talk to Joe Biden. You can't tell me who to talk to and what to talk to or what to do or what to believe and how to act, because I can't tell you that. So I'm here for it. You got the right one. You got the, y'all, you want to do something to Tory Lowe? Do it. See how it work out for you. See how it work out for you. Look, let me tell you something. The next person that say something outright, trust me, they not going to do nothing. So I'm only saying it out loud because when y'all hear folks talking out the side of their face, they not going to do nothing. They not going to help nobody. They not going to put themselves in harm's way to try to go and deal with the communities, some of the worst situations in the community. They not known for that. If you Google their name, you ain't going to see nothing come up. And no matter what race they are, trust me, I'm over there on their side helping their folks. I'm over in their community. They community calling me. All this political extra stuff that's going on, it ain't help nobody. The people lose. The people fall in the cracks. They get their pockets laced, and they keep it moving. So anybody that uses politics as a vehicle to try to make their decisions, trust me, they getting a check or they benefiting somehow from that political understanding. They benefiting because the streets ain't benefiting. That's why I do it. That's why the people call me to help, because they won't respond. They won't call them back. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say. When this show over with, I hit the block. A lot of people in my space, if they would have got to the height of media that I achieved, they wouldn't be out on the block. They wouldn't be out on the block. See, a death threat, I'm going to take all death threats serious. Death threats. You can have your political opinion. You can have your political opinion. But if you say you're going to do something to me, I say come get me. Come do it and see how far you get. Words don't mean nothing to me. I get paid to talk. But let me tell you this. This is we just talking on the air. But trust me, when I hit the block, I bet you I don't see you outside. Try to do something to Tory Lowe at your own risk. That's what I'll tell you that. Because we ain't backing down from nobody. And when the hate don't work, they start telling lies. And when the lies don't work, they try to threaten your life. And I'm only telling y'all this, so if something happened, y'all know that, and if something happened to them, see, y'all, I'm not one of them scared cats. I ain't never been scared of nothing in my life. So here we go. They mad. So when y'all see somebody saying something about Tory Lowe, tell them Tory Lowe said, God bless you. Because I ain't worried. And not only that, it ain't about what they say about nothing like political. It ain't. I'm not talking about none of that. I'm talking about somebody saying they going to do something to me. Trust me. We outside for real. And you can, we was just out at the cleanup. Where you was at? I didn't find two missing people. What you going to do? No, look, somebody in the chat, that's the liberal, saying tough guy. No, ain't no tough guy. Y'all threatening me. I'm telling you it ain't going to work. How am I a tough guy? See, y'all liberals is trash. Y'all liberals is trash. And y'all know that y'all trash. Instead of talking to me, why don't y'all go help the community? Why don't y'all go out here and find some missing people? Why don't y'all go out here and pick up the trash? It's enough of y'all. Why don't y'all get out here and do something? Y'all don't do nothing. Because this is where it's coming from. I'm calling y'all out. It's the liberals out here. That's who it is. And we ready. We ready. Do something. Hey, look, when we come back, we going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke.
Man, what did he do to make them niggas that mad?
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, we outside. Hey, look, I'm going to try to tell you. Hey, you can see them in the chat. Look in the chat. Look, the ones that going against what I'm saying, I'm telling y'all what's happening. It's the liberals. It ain't no real folks. It ain't no real people in the street. It ain't these nobodies that's mad because I'm pulling away the illusion of what's going on in my community. Like, we've been living in this illusion for a long time. We've been living in an illusion for a long time, and they be trying to put fear on brothers that's trying to break free or brothers that's trying to do it for themselves. They don't never challenge the person that's out here doing wrong. But then when you out here doing and trying to help, then that's the only kind of black that they challenge. We know this. We know that they only challenge the black ones that's really trying to do something, that's really trying to help. That's it. That's all. And all I'm gonna let y'all know is what's happening. I ain't gonna spend too much time on this, but today I got time for it. Today I got time for it because it's happening. And I'm gonna tell you this, I'm gonna be outside tonight. I got a missing person. I posted it on my page. A black man missing. Go look on my page. See, this is what's happening. This is what's happening in 2025. I don't care if you like what I'm saying or my political views, because I don't like yours. But if you came to me with a problem, we gonna fix it. Trust me. I'm not gonna let your political views stop me from helping you and your family. I do it all day. Plenty of folks voted. I don't like their vote choice either. But I tell them this, Carl, if you need help, let me know. I don't have to agree with everything you're talking about. I don't have to love everything you're doing with your life. But if you need help, I'm coming to help you. If you Google Tory Lowe, that's all you're going to see. A guy had stopped me when I was coming in today. He was like, Tory, we need to gather everybody together and we need to get everybody on one accord. I said, God bless you. That I don't do that. All I'm trying to say is I'm here to help. I'm here to help. That's it. I'm the most requested advocate in the state of Wisconsin, up and down the state. And I'm finna get up there and do the best show. And I'm finna win the best. I got the best. I'm one of the best radio shows in the state. And you can't do nothing about it. That's all I'm saying. The most requested. Matter of fact, I brought the students from UWM, the broadcasting students, on the show, and they was doing a study of missing people. And they came to the conclusion that when people go missing, I'm the best person to help. They did that. And they came on the show. And they came on the show and told it. I didn't know. Matter of fact, I never keep track. But they said it, and they came. See, the folks that's against me doing the devil's work, they got evil spirit. I feel they got evil spirits inside of them. Because why don't they come out and help? I don't get paid for that. If I helped over 300 missing people and never got paid, you know how much time and energy it take to go look for a missing person? Let's say it took 8 hours to find a missing person, which ain't true. But what's 8 hours times over 300? That's all I'm saying. That's all. What is eight? Even if you do a cheap 8 hours a day to look for somebody, which is more than that, times that time 300, over 300, and never got $0 for it. Okay, just that alone, that ain't even all the other stuff that we do outside. So anybody that want to do something to me, come do it. Your threats don't bother me. I voted for Donald J. Trump. What you going to do about it? Nothing. And if y'all don't straighten up, the Democrats don't offer a better package, the next time around, I'm going to vote for Donald J. Trump again. If he can run for a third term now, what you going to do? Nothing. Because I ain't going to see y'all outside. I ain't going to see y'all nowhere. Y'all just talking. Twitter fingers. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody that says something to me crazy, y'all on a police report. I get all y'all stuff together. So if y'all do come around and something happen, they just going to pick you up and take you away. They just going to pick you up and take you off. That's what's going to happen. Because you got the right one. 302 25 says, you're courageous. Thanks for speaking the truth and promoting positive change mindset, change in Milwaukee. It is what it is. I love everybody. I help everybody. That's it. That's all I got. Other than that, take a hike. Take a hike and kick rocks with open toe shoes. That's about as far as I'm gonna take it. I was just in Green Bay at the draft. You know, all right, so check this out. Check this out. You know what happened? Let me tell you how crazy my last week was. Let me tell you how crazy my last week was. Before last week, Saturday came and I had to go, and Friday came and I had to go up to Green Bay. I had one of my friends in the community get killed, a homicide. I had to deal with that. Then I had a missing 13-year-old. I had to deal with that. Then I had to go do the draft. That was my last week. I can't even gather all. I got families right now that's calling me every day. So all I'm saying is, all we got to do, Truth Nation, is work. That's it. All we got to do is work. If we work, ain't too much got to be said. If we get to work, ain't nothing got to be said. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I believe y'all liberals that's out here, y'all radical liberals, is trash. 100% hot garbage. I said it. Trash. 100%. Radical. Extra. You're not going to help nobody. You ain't going to do nothing. And all you're going to do is stink up the airwaves with your hot breath. That's it. And I'm going to go up. And this Saturday, when I go to the WBAs, I'm gonna bring it back home. Because that's what's really going to happen. That's what's really finna happen. Y'all finna be extra mad. Y'all finna be extra mad. Y'all finna be so mad at me because I'm winning everything for radio. And you can't use it. You can't use it to your advantage. We doing the streets. Name a show that got more families coming through that's getting help than the Tory Lowe show. Name a show that's more resourceful and giving the community what they need as far as resources and help than the Tory Lowe show. I'll wait. Name one. Name one. That's bringing the families in here that's telling y'all what's going on and getting help. Name one. All right, God bless. And I don't listen to nothing else but Tory Lowe and the people. I was telling somebody, I'm out here in the streets all day. I ain't got time to be watching nothing. I'm working. It's people waiting, sitting outside the studio, waiting for me to help them as soon as I get off the air. But I'm the one y'all want to do something to. Hey, write a will out. That's all I'm going to tell you. Hey, write your will up. Hey, when we come back, we're out of Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Benjamin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin.
It is amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice. Juice World.
Yeah, y'all was giving it juicy, y'all.
What's happening in?
What's happening in?
Hey. What's going on?
Let's rap.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We can need
you ready for the flow to beat.
Get ready.
What y'all talking about?
Okay.
Always run your mouth. Uh-huh. Threats out to Tory.
Woo.
What? You think we worry?
What?
Never worry. Cause we the truth.
Yeah.
All in the booth. And in them streets.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So y'all
and
really
we got
wanna
his back.
Beef?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
y'all vegans? So y'all want the beef?
Okay.
What? What? Yeah. Yeah. Y'all want some meat?
Yeah.
What? Talk to Al 69 gay.
No, no. Oh.
Send him to his OnlyFans.
Wait. Hey.
Is that really your only miss? I got about 69 views on there.
Hey. Okay.
Catch me up on air.
All right. All
Hold
right.
up. Hold up.
How y'all doing today? Tory Lowe.
I done spilled my water. Hey. I just What's hate going that.
On?
I done spilled my water.
Okay.
We talking Bucks or what? What's
yeah, no,
with the
that,
Bucks?
I was going to run with that. I was going to run with that, man. Let's talk hey, to let's wow. talk the Bucks, man. So if y'all don't know, man, it's do or die today. It's do or die. Milwaukee Bucks. They either
Milwaukee
win,
Bucks do or
hey,
die.
Or
they
going
to lose. What y'all think is going to happen?
Hey, if the Bucks find some energy, we need that Bucks energy right now.
I'm optimistic. I think the Bucks can win. That's what
I personally
believe.
The Bucks do have an opportunity to win. They can
the
win.
The series or the game?
They can win the series still because if they can win this
game. One game at a time.
Yes, one game at a time.
One game at a time right
you know.
Now. We got to take it one bounce at a time.
I understand.
I don't want nobody
one
else hurt.
At a time.
I don't want nobody else hurt, man. But, like, I'm optimistic towards it, man. Like, I personally believe that when, you know, people are down and out like this, this is what they truly need.
Adversity.
Yeah, the adversity. Mm. They need that kind of spirit to get them to motivate themselves to go further and beyond. Further than their wildest dreams. They're further than they even imagined. So I believe they need this storyline. I mean, I think they laid too much of their hope and dreams on Damian Lillard. I'm not saying that Damian Lillard isn't who he is, but they also need to, you know, find themselves, you know, and I think they found themselves when they had Dame out. So that's just my opinion, though.
We'll see. I hope, you know, people step up again. Maybe mm-hmm. we get another, you know, Gary Trent Jr. doing what needs mm-hmm. to be done, or
right.
Kevin
somebody
Porter
gotta, somebody
Jr.
Somebody
got to
spark
you know,
something.
Mm-hmm. Giannis, maybe, you know,
I think-
but...
Kuzma need to, you know, come and strike.
Mm-hmm. And do something.
He got to, hey, look, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. This
it's
is
do
a
or
lot,
die.
A lot of people playing for their contracts right now, if that's the case. A lot of people, this is the game going to be evaluated as, you know, when they get in their contract situation, like what y'all doing
right.
these games. This is the games, the playoffs is where they evaluate if they want to extend. You know,
coaching staffs as well.
Regular season is like, okay, we trying to figure it out. But when you get to the playoffs, okay, now even if we don't win, I'm gonna see how much heart you got.
Yeah,
I'm gonna see what you really made of. Even if we lose, if you played your heart out, I'm gonna keep getting more of that
because
I can develop that. But you can't develop somebody that just suck. You know what I mean?
I know.
And so we gonna find out. And I'm gonna tell you, there's a lot of young players that's vying for time. Dame may be out for. Into next year.
They said next 18
will.
Months
he'll,
or 2 years.
He going to have to recover a little bit. So, he'll be back for next playoffs
I mean,
for sure.
Y'all see Anthony out here. Y'all see Anthony, our teammate, if y'all haven't. He is one of our sales people here at 1017 The Truth. But, hey, he had an Achilles tendon messed up.
Right. He came back.
And he got both shoes on. You know, he got
yeah,
both
Yeah, but
shoes
that's
on
not
now.
Playing basketball.
No, right. not
He going to have to, you know, rehab that thing back to play full
right.
speed.
I don't
know if he's ready to play basketball again. Not at all. He said he's still going through PT because I saw him walking, but I'm like, when can you run? You know, and those be the things that you don't really think about. You take for granted, right? You take walking and running for granted. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, bro, when can you run again? He's, man, it's going to be some time. You know, and that's just one of them things. So when we talking about Damian Lillard, it's going to be some time before he hits that court again. You know, I remember watching a documentary where it came down to Kobe Bryant messing up his Achilles tendon. And I'm like, damn, man. Like, honestly, personally, that's one of my worst, biggest fears. You know, it's actually getting my Achilles torn. Like,
Which one? Okay, because I get them confused. The ACL and then...
Your ACL is like your knee.
The knee.
Mm-hmm.
So but, which one is the hardest one to come back from? The Achilles or the ACL? Because one of them tears they say could be career-ending tears.
It's always this tendon. The Achilles
is the one.
Yeah, there's a Greek god or Greek warrior called Achilles. And after a spear had hit his Achilles tendon, boom, he was done. So just know that an Achilles tendon can take any warrior down forever.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah,
yep.
The Achilles is the a bad one, I guess. All right. Because ACL is the other one where they're like, oh, if you tear your ACL, whoo. All of it is bad.
Yeah.
Let me not get it twisted. But, you know, just prayers to Dame because this has to be
an interesting time, especially in his mind and in his life right now, pivotal. As he is in his, mid-30s. He came here second year, and it has not been the best experience. Some would say it has not been the best experience, you know? So just prayers to him and his mind right now to get himself together, and
Yeah, I mean, look.
Here you go.
What? I'm not doing nothing crazy. Seen that look? Piggyback.
He smirked before he said something crazy. Go in,
What? Look, I'm. Look.
You were like patiently. No, you were unpatiently waiting for me to stop talking so you could say whatever it is you were about to say.
I was just wanted to piggyback off what you said, Juice. Nothing crazy, but you're right. Damian Lillard has been going through a hell of a time here. As soon as he touched down in Milwaukee, boom, divorce. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that's already heart-wrenching. Then you got Glorilla coming up at you. And I personally believe that Glorilla need to come in and take care of her man right now.
That's Glorilla, not her man.
If you're listening right now, you need to go take care of your man, Damian Lillard. He's hurt right here in Milwaukee. Hey, now's the best time of any time.
That's not her man.
Y'all remember
and I really would like for people to stop saying that. That's not her man.
That's what the internet wants, Juice.
No, bro. Because, not fair to women, bro. Like, dang.
How's a woman problem? See, that's your problem.
Because if she's saying she's not with this man, why are you keep saying she with this man?
The internet got hopes and dreams, Juice.
I don't care.
Okay, and you trying to make it a woman problem.
It is a woman problem because, dang.
Oh, that's
it's
so
like
fake.
Women, no, because it's like
that's
women
so
can never take a picture with another man without people thinking that they together. And so it's just like, dang, bro, let her.
That's a societal problem. We just talk about Glorilla and Damian Lillard, and Glorilla took a shot at Damian Lillard. We ain't talking about.
Bro, that was a while ago. Leave it alone. Like over a year, and she has even come out and said, "Can y'all please stop putting me with this man because you messing up me with other men?"
And who she been with? Nobody.
How do you know? You don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
I know what it means when you talk about 100 men versus one Glorilla. All right, I know what happens in that scenario. Okay, so the internet wants Glorilla to be together with Damian Lillard, and so be it. All right.
You're problematic.
I say this.
And you're part of the problem.
When we talk about the playoffs,
shout out to Travis in the YouTube chat board.
He said he is compromised.
Here we go.
So this is what you on too, Zach? This is the time you want.
Because he is compromised.
Ain't nobody compromised.
Because you wouldn't like it. Because you wouldn't like it if somebody was doing to you.
When we come back, ugly.
When we come back, Troop Nation,
you got a whole shorty and you got somebody saying you with somebody else.
Talk about the Bucks in the playoffs. But when we come back, we'll have more conversation with
Crazy
Ben Jimmy.
No, you don't want it.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
You just
Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with Juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Ben Jammin.
It is amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
Yeah, I was giving it juicy, y'all.
What's going on? What else is going on out here in these pop culture streets?
Speaking of the feminist movement. All right. All these women out here trying to stand together, stand righteous. You know, we were speaking about something earlier today on Jim with Juice.
You're so irritating, bro.
I'm irritating. Oh, you don't like my masculine energy?
More like demasculine energy. Oh, wow. How about that?
Is this something that makes you feel like I'm a threat? Does this feel like toxic masculine energy to you?
I don't like using toxic masculinity.
Or is it just because your mind has been subverted?
What were you going to say?
By the feminist movement that you don't know what a real man looks like.
I know what a real man looks like.
What is a woman?
I know what a woman is. I told you he always going to the trans community, bro. Like, man, he always finds his way back to the trans community. I need y'all to just kiss at this point because what's up? Yeah,
kiss.
I need you to go kiss a trans person because clearly you so in a business.
So all I know is Truth Nation. You could correct me if I'm wrong because I'm a man that holds myself accountable. The trans roll of my lips at all? I don't believe so, Juice WRLD. I think it came off of your tongue,
it was
sweetie.
Inferred.
I think it came off your tongue, sweetheart.
It was inferred.
So with that
why was your
said,
pants zippered down?
With that being
why
said.
Why was your pants zippered down? Because you was over there with some trans people before the show.
There is only one trans person in this building. There's only one trans person in this building.
So what was going on
here we
there,
go.
Though?
All I know is.
Here we go.
The feminist movement has messed up America to the point that the celebrities and superstars out there in the world can't get by without having to do something to sacrifice themselves. Sacrifice themselves and put them in a bad light. You know what I'm talking about, Juice WRLD?
I'm talking about JT, bro.
JT. JT. J mother loving T.
All from right? the City Girls.
If y'all know who we're talking about, we're talking about JT from the City Girls.
Here we go.
She has came Here out on... Kong?
King Kong Magazine.
King Kong Magazine.
King Kong Magazine.
Oh yeah. My God. Where's my
I've
Dr.
Never
Umar
heard of this.
Cap? Huh? Where can you pass my crown juice? Pass my crown. Because I didn't do this rap.
Oh, it came up.
But I'm a. Yeah, you see that?
It came
you
right
see
up.
That?
Some now, demonic entities is in them photos. That's all I'm going to say.
So I'm going to get me a new crown. I ain't going to lie. But, now, when you take a look at this photo, Truth Nation. You will notice that JT is wearing a pink thingamajig on top of her head. Can you see what that is, Tar? You
it's
know what
like
that is?
It's like a pink rabbit made out of hair with mm-hmm. sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you
great
actually,
description. I didn't know how to say that earlier. You, I said, what is it? It looks like a dead animal wrote it on top of her head.
It could
with
be
the
a
ears.
Rat, though. I'm saying what a rat. What I say, a rabbit?
Yeah.
But it could be a rat.
I think it's a rabbit, like you said.
Okay, it looked like a rabbit because of the teeth.
I'm going to lean into the rabbit idea. Now, if you guys think about this and put your thinking caps on, right? Right? It's not Easter no more. It's not Easter anymore.
No, it is not.
But who is she worshiping on top of her head? You got to really think about those types of ideas. And we had to ask a question earlier today, Truth Nation. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice for your success? You know what I'm talking about, Juice WRLD? You know what I'm talking about, Truth Nation? Because some people will go ahead and expose their entire bodies for profit.
Yeah.
For profit. When you got young women out there looking up to you each and every day.
That is very true.
She got a bondage situation going
she
on.
She has what? A bondage situation going on, Truth Nation.
She got a cross. I think she got like a Jesus on the cross
she
in one of the pictures.
She has an upside down cross on one of the pictures. What? And the cross is on her belly. You know what that says to me, Truth Nation? Because the cross is black. So you have to really look at this imagery. What? You have to take this imagery in,
Does
Truth
this
Nation.
Mean something to you, Tori? Like seeing this?
She's it saying looks, that she's in looks. The belly of the beast.
It looks... I ain't gonna lie, it looked demonic to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. She is mixing around with the wrong crowd. Mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. is how I feel. She been friends with the Rick Owens wife. Yep. Have you looked up a picture of Rick
lady.
Owens' wife?
The witch lady.
I forgot her name. I think it's like Michelle Lamy or something. Michelle mm-hmm. Malele. Who I know. Michelle Lamy.
Oh, wow.
And it just seems like. You know, they got some weird stuff going on now. You know, she dates Uzi Vert as well, and he be on some weird stuff.
Wait, we got to break this down for him, Juice. Because her mans, who she says she's going to be with for the rest of her life, Lil Uzi Vert.
5'2".
5'2", Lil Uzi Vert, okay? When you say his name, say it fast. Uzi Vert. Lucifer. You hear that? You hit Lucifer, and then this is the same gentleman, the same young black kid who looked like he was a neo-Nazi. Looks like he was one of them emo punk rock kids. You know what I'm talking about? Because he'll go ahead and put on the red contact, he'll put the black contact on, and then tell all his fans that if you listen to me, you're going to hell just like me.
Yeah, I see. I can't do stuff like that. I can't listen to stuff like that. But it's crazy what people will try to sacrifice, you know, just for fame and for fortune. And it makes me appreciate people like Terrence Howard. Did you hear what he said recently?
He said
that he, and I was gonna bring this up, and Jamie just, I didn't even bring it up, but Terrence Howard said he turned down the role of Marvin Gaye to play Marvin Gaye because he didn't want to kiss no man in the movie.
Marvin Gaye kissed somebody?
That's what he's saying. Maybe in the script. I don't know.
Okay, what I'm saying is he's saying that he's gonna protect his masculinity.
Yes, he said I'm gonna do
that. He's not gonna give away his masculinity for nobody.
It begs the question.
He's not selling his soul.
He's not selling his soul. He's not selling his booty hole. It begs the question, Truth Nation, what are you willing to do for success?
Oh,
because
wow.
What Terrence Howard went on to go.
Are you preaching or what's going on?
What? I'm in character. I'm in character.
Oh, wow.
See what Terrence Howard.
Have you ever been swallowed up? I guess. Hey.
And I've been swallowed up a couple times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but with that being said, Truth Nation.
Oh, what you doing the swallowing?
what did he say? Girl, what was you doing the big thing? Yeah. I ain't been known for nobody.
Oh, so you So wow. You was doing the bending.
Here we go.
Watch your mouth.
Anyway, I think what Terrence Howard was really saying that for is because there are some actors and actresses who have bent over and done things that they never would have done before had success not been right there at the tips of their fingers.
Especially in front of Diddy.
Hey, you know, and that's the truth, right? That's the truth. That's what people are saying. Those are the accusations.
Allegedly.
The Diddy files, the Diddy trial starts next month. You know,
And he turned down a plea deal.
Yeah, he turned down a plea deal. Did he turn down a plea deal? And now he's going to say that he was just into swinging.
Swinger. I heard too that they said that they're just going to say he was unable to do these things because he was drunk and high. Yeah. Is that true too?
I heard something about like being mentally incapacitated.
So he was drunk and high. So that's what they're going to go off of. So
I just want to see the tapes.
Like do this consciously type stuff.
So he had the cognitive delay.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to say that you're not even conscious enough to even know your own action.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Hey,
you know, it's what you got to do if you're going to try to maintain your success.
Blame it on the juice.
Blame it on the juice.
Don't blame it on me,
blame
but
it on
okay.
the alcohol.
Facts.
You said alka.
blame it on the baby oil.
Hey, oh, wow.
What?
They say blame it on Ciroc, blame it on the Henny.
Hey, blame it on the blue top, got you feeling dizzy.
Hey.
Ooh, that actually sounds bad, because you get dizzy off of getting liquor? Ooh, you got something all up right. in there. That's
you
all
do
I'm
get
saying.
A little dizzy. You get dizzy? You ever had that feeling when everything got your eyes closed and everything just spinning?
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, never mind. All right, when we come back.
Blame it on the Democrats.
We have more discussions. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.